Well, hello everybody and welcome. My name is DeCourcy Williams and this is the Uplifting Words Podcast. And I want to thank each and every one of you guys for listening to the sound of my voice and wish you all peace, love, and happiness. How in the world is everybody doing? Here we are, into December, last month of the year. 2020 is about to be out of here. Now is a perfect time to start to reflect on what has happened this year, things to be grateful for if you are still able to listen to this podcast, and setting yourself up to begin running in the new year in the direction that you want to go. If you want to run towards weight loss, now is the time to start putting your plan together. If you want to run towards financial stability and security and freedom, now is the time to start putting that plan into effect. Actually, to be honest, the time to start putting that plan into effect was back in October. But since we really didn't know what the state of the world was going to be, now is a better time than not doing it at all. So I have started a 30-day challenge, by the way. Another shameless plug for my Uplifting Words Mastermind Productivity Journal, by the way. And what it's doing is causing, I'm starting to write down like daily feelings, daily affirmations. I'm trying to live in a more peaceful, more mentally centered, it is for my mental well-being, by the way, but I'm trying to live in a more zen-like existence. And I would encourage everybody, you know, take 30 days and do something that you're not used to doing. If you want to try being vegan, try it for 30 days. If you want to start exercising, start off taking a walk for like 30 days straight. You know, you got a baby step into brand new habits. And it's really getting me to dive into the things that I've been thinking, maybe some things that I have, repressed, for lack of a better word. But getting it out of my system and getting it down on paper has always been very therapeutic to me. But for some reason this year in particular, it seems especially therapeutic. So I would encourage anybody to pick up the mantle of doing a 30-day challenge. By the time you listen to this, we'll be at the 4th of December. It is not too late. If you just want to get in and start 30 days so you can start 2021 with, like, you know, brand new mindset, brand new habits, maybe some more healthier habits, maybe something that'll help propel you to your version of success. So now that that's out of the way, I have a shameless plug. Well, not a shameless plug, but I have a shameless confession. I am a complete Star Wars nerd. Like, I remember being a little kid and going to the movie theater and seeing for the very first time lines and lines of people waiting to get into the movie theater. And I believe this was for Empire Strikes Back when this came out. When, what was that, like 1983? Good Lord. Was that 83? It was sometime back then. And I can just remember, this was the first time I like really fell in love with going to the movies, by the way. I just remember like everyone being like really excited about seeing the movie. I remember seeing people talking about like the first movie and how things have progressed and what they were hoping to see and what they were expecting to see. Everybody was laughing. It was a jovial time. And I just remember being a little kid standing in line waiting to see this movie and just like, wow, like everybody is so cool. Everybody's like on the same page. We're all talking about the movie and our love of Luke Skywalker. And then, you know, ever since then, like the summer blockbusters for me have been, you know, kind of a thing of something that I have to take part in like every year. There's got to be at least one summer blockbuster movie that I go see where it's like really packed. Now, in my old age, unfortunately, I prefer the movie theaters that have like the really big seats where, you know, people have to sit far away from me. Let me get on a tangent here. I've developed some very strange movie going habits. So I'm that person that'll go to the movies and I will have a jacket or some kind of bag or something, and I'll put them in the two seats right beside me so nobody else can sit next to me. Like, funny story, when me and my wife first got together, I think we went to go see something. I can't even remember what it was. And before we sat down, I suggested that she sit in the seat over away from me. Because I'm so used, I was just like, I don't want people sitting next to me in a movie theater. And it was like on our first date, I didn't realize that I was being a jerk. But I definitely asks her to, you know, move over one seat and like sit away from me. She's the only one that can sit next to me in a movie theater, by the way. So any other time, I'm that guy that has stuff next to me and I'm like, yeah, I'm saving a seat for somebody. And I'm not really saving. I'm saving it for my popcorn and my drink and, you know, my jacket. So anyway, remember going to see The Empire Strikes Back in a movie theater. And here we are today. Disney Plus has this story of The Mandalorian. And if you haven't seen it, by the way, if you're not up to date on The Mandalorian, just go ahead and stop listening, because I'm just going to reveal a major spoiler. I'm going to give you 5 seconds to, you know, either skip past this part or stop listening. Okay, quick enough. So when I saw this last episode and I saw Osaka show up, I almost lost my mind. Now, she wasn't a character in the movies that I remember watching as a little kid, but, you know, growing up, and they had, like, the animated series, and she was in, I believe, the Clone Wars animated series, and it was just interesting to see her as a grown character. Shout out to Rosario Dawson, who played her. She did an amazing, amazing job doing, you know, the lightsaber work, and I don't know how much of the stunts that she did, but the way that it was crafted and put together, the fight scenes that she was involved in, were just amazing. Like, my inner fanboy was screaming inside of my chest. I couldn't believe it. It was amazing. If you haven't caught on to Mandalorian yet, I would highly suggest you watch it. It's a brand new story, but it has just enough elements of nostalgia to get older people excited because they remember some certain things that happened in the movies way back in the day. And it's a brand new story for like the younger generation because you really don't know what's going on. You really don't know what's happening. But some of the characters that you just see pop up, some of the names that are dropped, some of the parallels to the old universe is just beautifully done. I can't wait to see where this story goes. And that actually brings me to what I want to talk about in this podcast. This podcast is about exposure. And I want to encourage everyone to not go by, you know, not go through your lives on a daily basis just doing the same thing that you did the day before. Expose yourself to new ideas and new experiences and new things. Like, that's how we grow. That's how we see, that's how we get new perspectives on certain things. That's how we get an understanding of maybe how somebody else lives their lives, is by experience and exposure. So let me take a quick break. I'm going to talk about some of our partners, and I'll come back and we'll talk about how important exposure is for us as human beings. I'll be right back. Hey everybody, DeCourcy Williams here, and I have a quick question for you. Are you interested in wine? Do you enjoy drinking a glass every now and again? Have you ever gone to the grocery store and just been overwhelmed with the amount of selections that you can choose from? Well, I think I may have a solution for you. Let me introduce you to Wine Ambassador. Wine Ambassador's vision is to become the number one wine club in the world through word of mouth marketing. If you click on the link in the show notes description, you'll be taken to an area where you can learn a little bit more about this amazing company. We have different ways that you can be a part of this company, and you can earn wine for free. And on top of that, you can earn a pretty sizable income as well. So if you're interested in turning your love of wine into a profitable business, you can contact me on Instagram under Corsi the Wine Lover, or just send me a message here on the podcast. I'd be more than happy to answer any questions for you. Thank you very much. Well, welcome back, everybody. Thank you very much for sticking with me. And I'm talking about the importance of exposure. And let me give you a little idea of what I'm talking about here. So if you ever observed like a little baby, like a little child, and you start to see those steps of development, and they're going from, you know, rolling around on the ground to, say, crawling. And after we get done with the crawling stage, what do? We encourage our children to get up and walk on two legs, like, quote unquote, normal people. So once that baby goes from that phase of, you know, crawling to standing up and walking, the crawling just kind of doesn't do them any justice anymore. Like, the next step is from walking to running to jumping to climbing on everything, and then to just being, you know, a little adventurous little child. They can't go back to crawling. They've had that exposure. Another instance is for, let me take my wife again. When I first met her, she would drink wine, but she would get wine from, you know, 7-Eleven or I can't think of anything else of any equivalence, but it would be like maybe a $5 bottle of wine or a $7 bottle of wine. You know, see, most people, they buy wine because they don't understand it. They buy wine based on how the bottle looks or how cheap it is. But since we've joined this like wine of the month club, she's been exposed to some really, really good wines. And I've even noticed myself that if I go to the grocery store and I try to pick up like, you know, a cheap bottle of wine, as soon as I open that bottle, I can smell. It's crazy. I can smell that I'm not going to like it. I can smell something in that wine that's going to turn me off. And, you know, sure enough, I need to do a blind test, by the way, if it's something that I can prove like to be true. Like, somebody just brings me a bottle of wine and I open it and I can smell it versus like, you know, a fine bottle of wine. Once you get your hands on a fine bottle of wine, you will start to be able to notice the difference in like the grocery store wines, and they're not the same. Say, for instance, somebody that, you know, when we were kids, I used to drink like, you know, water out of the hose when we grew up. We grew up drinking water out of the hose when we got thirsty. We were outside playing. We couldn't run in the house and grab a bottle of water. Bottle of water was unheard of when I was like, you know, in my teens. But now I think I would probably barf if I that's an old school term. Good Lord. But I would barf if I tried to drink water out of the hose outside. Like, I couldn't imagine. Like, I try to drink tap water and it's just like, it's like, I can smell it. And unfortunately, I've been conditioned to drink bottled water. And even on top of that, I've been conditioned to drink some bougie, expensive bottle of water. But I want to say exposure is everything. The things that you kind of present yourself to, or the things that you expose yourself to, if they're like, once you get used to like a different class, a different way of living, it's almost impossible to go back to how things were. Like, and I would encourage everybody, make sure that on a daily basis that you're exposing yourself to something new, something exciting. This is the way that we grow. This is the way that we figure out what we want in life and what we don't want in life, which I think is a little bit more important. I think I think it's a little bit better to find out the things that we don't want or the things that we won't put up with. And that's where we find, you know, what we like and what we'll put up with and what we want to do and things like that. But once you get that exposure, like if you're in a relationship with someone of the opposite sex or someone of the same sex, and your version of love was abuse at one point, it might take you a while, it might take you a long time to go through it, but once you get to the other side of that and you actually get into a relationship with someone for like the right reason, and it's a love relationship, not based on dominance or abuse of any kind, you can't go back to that abusive relationship once you get a taste of a good relationship. Like, you can't go back to driving a Yugo. I don't know if anybody knows Yugo, but once you get a taste of maybe an Acura or a Mercedes-Benz or a Tesla, there's no way you can go back to driving like a Yugo. So once you get that exposure, it's called leveling up your game. That's another old person term. Well, I'm really aging myself in this episode of the podcast. But anyway, once you get a taste of something that's of a higher quality than what you're used to, it is very, very bad to go back. And that actually goes to like, you know, bad habits. Like back in a long time ago, I used to smoke. I smoked Newports for a couple of years, actually. I used to smoke Newport 100s. I smoked, let me give you an idea of how long ago for my smokers or people that know what I'm talking about. I could buy a pack of cigarettes for like $3.25. Now, I hear today like a pack of Newports is like $6, $7, $8, maybe $10, maybe up in New York, something like that. Like some crazy ridiculous price. But I think if I were to go and try to smoke a cigarette today, I would probably just pass out like immediately from that intense hit of nicotine because I haven't been exposed to it in a while. So that it kind of goes for good things and for negative things. Now, it's a good thing that I don't smoke anymore. And the reason that I don't smoke is because, you know, it was unhealthy, number one, and I was coughing up things. And I looked at that and I was like, wow, this is really stupid. I should stop doing this. You know, one day I just stopped. But being exposed to living without smoke in my lungs, that was an amazing feeling. Like if you're unhealthy and you try to go without eating meat for like a week or so, you'll get exposed to how that feels when your body's not weighed down with that junk in your system. And you'll be able to, with a clearer mind, you'll be able to make a decision if you want to continue on with that path or if you want to, like, if you want to try to go back to doing unhealthy things. I mean, I guess it's still up to you. It's still a choice. But the point is, exposure is everything. Get out and experience things. Even if it's like to the, I don't want to say this, but to the finer things in life, expose yourself to them. And unfortunately, you'll never be able to go back to how things were. Or I'll say it'll be very hard. I'm not going to say you'll never be able to go back. So, but that's what I have for you guys. That was like, you know, I was in the shower. I was talking about like experience, like even something silly, like a regular shower head versus one of those detachable shower heads. Like, and now when me and my wife move into a house, like the first thing that we do is take off the shower head and I go out and buy one of those nice detachable ones. Like I can't go back to a regular shower head now. That's weird. So, that's what I have for you guys. I was in the shower and, you know, that came to me, that this whole thing about exposure and experiencing brand new and different things. So I encourage everybody, go out on a daily basis and expose yourself to something that you don't normally do. Maybe something that you've never done. It could be talking to your neighbor. It could be talking to a stranger on the street. It could be introducing yourself. It could be going live on Instagram and sharing your idea, or if you've got a product to sell or something like that. But, you know, getting over a fear and, you know, just jumping in and exposing yourself to a situation, that'll help you get over that fear really quick. So that's what I have for you guys. I want to remind you to join me on my various forms of social media. On Instagram, I'm Corsi the Wine Lover. On Facebook, just a Corsi Williams. You can find me easy. I don't think there's too many people out here named Corsi Williams floating around on Facebook. Actually, if there are, somebody please show me, because I haven't seen anybody. So if you know any other DeCourcy Williams besides me, yeah, give me a shout out. But Instagram, Twitter, I'm actually on TikTok too. So I'm playing around with TikTok just because, just to see how it goes, you know, further my Corsi's Corner of Online Treasures, or better yet, but otherwise known as 9W6E.com. And I encourage you all to visit me there. That's my blog. I talk about the wine. I talk about the brain food. I talk about the weight loss coffee and all the goodies there. So thank you guys very much. Don't forget, go out and experience some stuff, guys. It's how we live. It's how we grow. And I encourage you to find out as many things as you can and experience. Just go out and do stuff. So with that, y'all have a very wonderful weekend. Try to stay warm. Those of us over here on the East Coast, we're expecting some frigid temperatures. So try to stay warm this weekend. Y'all have a very good week. Be productive. Reach for the moon, because even if you miss, you'll land among the stars. Oh, Les Brown saying there. But y'all have a wonderful weekend. I will talk to you in the next one.